called Philip, who was the first called apostle. One day in Galilee, as Jesus was about to leave Bethany, he approached a Jew who had a Greek name and said to him simply, "Follow me." Thus Philip became the first called apostle, the first one whom Jesus himself sought out and called. The name Philip means lover of horses. He lived in Bethsaida, and he is always mentioned fifth in the list of the 12. After receiving Christ, Philip went after Nathanael. It seems that Philip was not brilliant, but he was active and faithful and steady in his personal work. Even though he came from Galilee and had a Greek name, he was a Jew. It had long been the fashion for Jews in Palestine to bear Greek names. Philip makes four appearances in the Gospel of John, and I should like to share them with you now as our meditation. The first appearance is in the first chapter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and told him, "Come with me." Philip was from Bethsaida, Andrew and Peter's hometown. Philip now went off to look for Nathanael and told him, "We have found the Messiah, the very person Moses and the prophets told about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth," cried Nathanael, "can anything good come from there?" "Just come and see for yourself," Philip declared. After being called himself, the first thing he did was to go after a friend. He brought Nathanael to Jesus. There's a lesson here that we ought to share our faith. We are saved that we might minister and that we might share. The second appearance of Philip in the Gospel of John is at the feeding of the 5,000 in the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus crossed over the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias, and a huge crowd, many of them pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem for the annual Passover celebration, were following him wherever he went to watch him heal the sick. So when Jesus went up into the hills and sat down with his disciples around him, he soon saw a great multitude of people climbing the hill looking for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Philip, where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "It would take a fortune to begin to do it." In this experience, Jesus is testing Philip's faith and his insight. Sometimes, God tests our faith and our insight to prove us. We grow by learning, and we keep learning or we stop growing. The third appearance that Philip makes in this gospel is when the Greeks came to see Jesus at Jerusalem, recorded in the 12th chapter, verses 20 through 22. Some Greeks who came to Jerusalem to attend the Passover paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida, and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask Jesus. The Greeks came to Philip. Remember now, Philip had a Greek name. Perhaps that is why they sought him out and said to him, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And Philip knew exactly what to do, but he didn't know to take them directly to Jesus. He took them to Andrew, and then he and Andrew together went to tell Jesus. There is a broader lesson here of evangelism from our friend, our neighbor, our family, an extension on out to those beyond. Philip appears a fourth time in this gospel, and it's recorded in the 14th chapter, the experience in the upper room. "Let not your heart be troubled. You are trusting God, and now trust in me. There are many homes where my Father lives, and I am going to prepare them for your coming. When everything is ready, then I will come and get you, so that you can always be with me where I am. If this weren't so, I would tell you plainly. And you know where I am going and how to get there." "No, we don't," Thomas said. "We haven't any idea where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way, yes, and the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father except by means of me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Sir, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus replied, "Don't you even yet know who I am? Philip, even after all this time, I have been with you. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking to see him?" Philip had long been now with Jesus, and he still needed to learn. He was looking amiss. He was looking for the wrong thing, or he was looking in the wrong direction. Jesus lives in the world today and is present all about us if we look to see him. God does not condemn us for lacking faith, for wondering, for trying to expand our faith. God wants us to find the truth that shall set us free. Especially, he wants us to find freedom from ourselves. Stand together. Lord, send us anywhere in the world that thou wouldst have us go, only go with us. Place upon us any burden that thou wouldst have us carry, only sustain us by thy strength. Sever all the ties that bind us, save the one that binds us to thee. Forgive what we have been, correct what we are, and order what we shall become through Jesus Christ our Lord.